when Bevan Dam rang me up and said, would you like to come and present at this session, it was much earlier in the year when New South Wales CTP was deep into a reform process. We had a bill that was in front of the Parliament as we were working towards a no-fault statutory benefits model for New South Wales, which would have brought us more in alignment to the Victorian TAC scheme and the workers' compensation schemes around Australia, plus other no-fault schemes here and around the world. So Bevan sold this to me as, this is great, Andrew. You'll be able to come along and talk about this wonderful new scheme and all of your implementation challenges. Well, a few months later, we don't have a reform in New South Wales. We have a political impasse in our upper house, and we are continuing to operate within the scheme that we've got. And I think that there are some lessons out of that process that are actually, I think, really useful for us to perhaps balance some of our optimism about the future with also a couple of doses of reality and realism. And I guess that's what I wanted to touch on in my 10 minutes. I guess if I were to focus on my optimistic statement, I do think that the good news is that we are getting better at what we do. We are better today at managing risk, prevention, harm minimisation. We're better at managing injuries. We're much better coordinated and to an extent, working progressively towards greater levels of harmonisation. We're better at that today than we were 10 or 20 years ago, and we're going to be better at that in 10 or 20 years' time, and I say that confidently. So optimistically, we have a lot of reasons to look forward to the challenges in our schemes. But I think the New South Wales experience also helps bring us back to the reality of just how hard that is going to be. When I was thinking about this session, I looked at the tagline, balancing outcomes. I thought, well, what does that mean? Well, in a world where resources are constrained, the central challenge for all schemes is about finding balance. And I think that's what we mean when we're talking about sustainability the challenge of implementation. It's finding a balance between the interests of funders and recipients. It's finding a balance between the most needy in our schemes, but also those who have other entitlements and needs for assistance, but they may not be quite as needy as others. There's a balance between how much we are delivering in benefits versus how much we pay in overhead cost of doing business in order to deliver those benefits. And so at that overarching level, I think that's what we mean when we talk about balancing outcomes when we focus on sustainability and the implementation challenge. But these things are easy to say, but much harder to deliver, because they are fundamentally contested areas of public debate. So I said that there were two aspects of my realistic comment. So the first is to, reflect on the fact that, we talk a lot about health outcomes, we talk a lot about better practices, better delivery models, but the first dose of realism is that that has to be set against the balance, against funders. So we have people who are coming into our systems who are often going through the worst experience of their life. They've had a terrible injury in many cases, and they're not willing consumers of our products. But on the other hand, we also have a group of people who are compelled to fund these systems. And the political realism is this. In CTP, in New South Wales, there are 5 million vehicle owners, and there are about 12,000 people who make claims in our systems. So inevitably, the political world, the political realism in which we operate, is going to bring us always back to the weight of numbers. These people vote and governments listen to 5 million motorists. That means when the New South Wales scheme reaches the least affordable it's been in 10 years, the least affordable scheme in Australia, which is what what New South Wales is at the moment, politicians start to take an interest in this area. It's why the New South Wales government therefore put forward a proposition to the community in February this year with a policy statement and then followed up with a bill that was aiming to introduce a no-fault statutory benefits model. To some degree, the government in New South Wales was hearing the call about the opportunities that comes from taking more of a health outcomes approach. But so it ticked the first box of realism, if you like, about whether we had a community that wanted to get a more affordable outcome. But it didn't tick the second box. So when I talk about the other aspect of realism, it's that these notions of the way we deliver our schemes are still contested. There's a very strong view in the community that says that when we have limited resources that are constrained, the best way of allocating those limited resources is on the basis of fault. Now, that's a peculiar debate, I think, in CTP, or more peculiar than it is in workers' comp, where I think there is a greater maturity around no-fault schemes. But I also think that's something to do with the power relationships between employers and employees. On the road, it's a very different proposition. We're all peers, and when somebody breaks the rules, because it's the rules that makes the system works, inherently people feel like, you know, I've been wronged and I need restitution. So when it comes to CTP schemes, there's a really deeply held view that fault-based systems still play a role in allocating those scarce resources. So if we think of this as a resource exercise, the community can only fund so much, how do you allocate the resources? There is an alive and well proposition that fault is a good way of doing that. How do we know it's alive and well? Because so many CTP systems around the world are third-party fault-based systems. And when I read case studies overseas and when I read the experience of reviews of the New South Wales scheme in the past, the same themes keep coming up. And although the legal profession is often sort of painted as the main proponents of that, this is something that runs really, really deeply in our community. I was reading a review by the RAND Corporation of the experience in the United States, and their view was that moves to no-fault type models struggled because there are these really deep-rooted views within the community that are all about these systems actually being about restitution. So although we've removed compensation from the name of our seminar here today, the New South Wales experience was very much that these debates about compensation or health outcomes are still alive and well and continue to be a contested area. So we have reasons to be optimistic, but I think the New South Wales CTP experience is also showing that there's some areas of realism that we need to bring to the debate. But I do think that when we're here in 20 years' time, although there'll still be debates about fault and no fault, I do think we'll be in a much better place. So we do have overall good reason to be optimistic. Thanks.